Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. For this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher.
A fire will not continue to burn strongly unless it's stoked. Similarly, a believer's fervor, if left untended, can diminish. Those of us who are Christians can experience cooling for several reasons. When tragedy strikes, we may feel that our prayers went unanswered and that God doesn't care. If we then pray less, it's easy to drift away from the Lord. At other times, we can be sidetracked by the world's priorities. For instance, Timothy's enthusiasm wavered because of false teaching and fear. Drifting can be subtle and hard to detect. These six questions can help you assess whether your enthusiasm for God remains strong. Do you desire to serve God, share the gospel, and help others? Do you spend time in the Word daily? Do you pray, knowing that God is listening and working? Do you faithfully attend church and tithe? Do you experience joy, peace, and hope in Jesus? Do you stand firm in your godly convictions? If some of your answers have changed from yes to no, your fire may not be burning as brightly as it could be. Acknowledge this to the Lord and ask for His help to refuel your passion.